Happy birthday, Martin Luther King. Tomorrow is the actual birthday, but as always, we got to thank Stevie for that. You know, we got to keep our heart on the right track, and so we need our great souls to help us do that. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, January 14, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And the most recent draft of the PDF uploaded this morning is number 954. Sisters and brothers, for various reasons, I've been thinking about how I found the necessary puzzle pieces that allow us to see hidden power, to understand how and why their absent self invention came about, their MO of working clandestinely and in concert globally, their reliance on the thinking and authority, quote unquote, of Plato for their strategy, power plays, and self-justification. And so what to do about them? What effective resistance must be? And to some degree, the flow of finding them felt natural. Most of them I knew already were important to our putting together an alternative to class. But the way they fit into each other was for me unexpected, revelatory in a sometimes confusing way. And so to some degree, I felt guided, because this whole is way bigger than the sum of its parts. My first inkling that I was out of my depth was when I first typed these words I cite so often of Proudhon, which, it so happened, was long before we actually read them in a show. Just before, in fact, the death of Prince. Quote from Proudhon, "Seeing the misery of my age, I said to myself," writes Proudhon, "among the principles that support society, there's one which it does not understand, which its ignorance has vitiated, and which causes all the evil that exists. This principle is the most ancient of all, for it's a characteristic of revolutions to tear down the most modern principles and to respect those of long standing. Now, the evil by which we suffer is anterior to all revolutions. This principle, impaired by our ignorance, is honored and cherished, for if it were not cherished, it would harm nobody. It would be without influence. But this principle, right in its purpose, but misunderstood, this principle, as old as humanity, what is it? Can it be religion? All men believe in God, but in believing in God, what does it believe? In a word, what is God?" Unquote. I'd gone to Proudhon to hear what he had to say on the issue that we'd arrived at in our flow, system decommissioning. Kropotkin's summary of Proudhon's insight on that question, which we had just read, was compelling. I knew Proudhon was an old school anarchist, like Kropotkin, and so I knew he came from a place of love. But as I typed those words, I have to tell you, I was completely surprised by where he went in that passage. It's not just that the thought had not occurred to me, but that no precursor thoughts to that thought would have ever occurred to me. Religion, as a relevant issue for our achieving our freedom, was so far off my radar, it pretty much didn't exist. My left version of class conditioning had held up well. Those four words of Marx's were nailed on some back wall of my mind. Opium of the people. Done. All I need to know. No further thinking required. Okay, I'm exaggerating just a bit. A blog I wrote over 8 years ago reminded me. I had indeed given the matter some thought. I'd had lots of conversations about it, not very deep ones, as it turns out, and concluded that preferencing one religion over another made no sense. Religion, for me, has for some time been a different animal altogether from the infinite. As Christopher Fry said, religion made an honest woman out of the supernatural, i.e. not a threat. Religion, we can now see, is one of the forms power squeezed itself into when we pushed back against it. We're going to be discussing what this means for the guidance that we are now receiving from Paul. In the early blog, and all of my blogs are published on the Nascence to End Work website, this one is blog 42. "You got city hands, Mr. Hooper. You've been counting money all your life." I wrote about a book exchange, sort of, that I'd done with a co-cafe dweller from Ghana. It was during a period after I'd just published Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, when I was handing out free hard copies of it, hoping to generate discussions. although I urged anyone who took one to pass it along if it wasn't their cup of tea, which is what I said to the man from Ghana when I handed it to him. But he insisted he wanted to read it and give me feedback. Blog 42 describes how it went, our meeting subsequent. I saw him right away when I walked in, but I was full of things my body needed to say through my pen and tried communicating that in body language by sitting apart from him just a bit. But, now I'm quoting from the blog, once I was seated with caffeine and sugar, I could feel his eyes seeking mine with a look that meant a little chat would not be amiss. I obliged until we somehow got onto the subject of religion, after which I found myself increasingly reluctant to carry my end. Eventually, I said, you know, I'm not interested in religion at all. He paused, expanded the theme, clarified his argument. But finally, I had to admit out loud that I was there to sort my random thoughts, and he graciously drew himself apart. We mouthed mutual nothings, then he rose and left, to return minutes later with a well-thumbed book. Just glance at this when you have the chance, he said. I sit holding it now. It's called Think on These Things by Krishnamurti. I open and scan and am dismayed. It was a message I didn't think I needed. From the chapter Ambition, quote, is it possible to create a society in which there will be no inward or outward conflict? You will find the right answer when you love what you are doing, unquote. Perhaps the man from Ghana had read the preface to Waking Up and concluded I needed the great truth that the solution, quote unquote, to one's dissatisfaction with work is to find one's right work and then get busy doing it. I'd had that conversation decades ago, and here I am still having it. That one, and how many other like ones? There are as many belief systems out there as there are tribes to think them. Playing with ideas is fun, no doubt. Me and George Eliot play every day, but I want my world back. Once we begin putting freedom in our bodies, in our hands, biological memory will take over. The multiplicitous belief systems fade to black, and it will all come back. The knowledge of what it means to be a human being, which is not as straightforward as it may seem. I began that blog on Sunday, September 27, 2009, and I wrote as I was writing it, there's a bigness here, I'm finding it hard to get near. Now I get it. At the time I didn't, I just was writing what I was feeling, you know. Now here I be, getting EMF blasted as I type up and read the epistles of the Apostle Paul, a Turkish man, raised Jewish, who had no intention of helping to found a religion, whose only interest was in establishing the truth, spreading the good news, that love must live within us. And here I be, reading out loud on Sunday, a man key for helping us devise the strategies that will get us through state persecution and to our freedom.